Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got to get this guy in here. Come in.
I can't believe this guy just walked
now,
in.
When you talk about, let me just say this before you even get on the air here. I'm not even going to say it with you. Let me just say this. When you talk about the greats of all time that have worked at this place and one of the best, yeah, I know that's my one, the one night, January 12th, 1969. When you talk about one of the greats of all time, you're talking about Eddie Coleman. I mean, this guy, he's
you know what else he is, Joe, that you may not even realize?
What's that?
Hockey expert.
I know he. Well, he's
betting hockey expert.
Hockey maven.
Eddie is an expert and a maven in many areas. Okay, let's start with that. Hey, bro.
How we doing, guys?
How come you're not good in Vegas? You should be in Vegas.
Yeah,
right?
I know. I should be. Well, we only send one person, okay? No, we don't send two. We only send one. All right,
I understand.
One at a time, Joe.
No,
come on.
I get it, Eddie. Believe me, I do.
Oh, God. No, I have to pick up Jerisa at the airport.
So that's why. You're not picking up Bryce?
For Cashman.
I don't think I'll be doing it.
Well, for Cashman,
if I go to the Bronx, yeah, maybe, yeah. For him, yeah.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
I woke up this morning and I couldn't believe the feedback that, you know, Met fans are going nuts over, you know, familiar. Who wants familiar? It may make sense.
Yeah.
Doesn't it make sense? It makes sense.
Look, to me,
he's not the closer anymore.
He's not the closer.
Right.
He's another arm in a bullpen that lengthens the bullpen. That's what he is.
Exactly.
Nice.
And listen, you guys will watch familiar enough. You know, probably within 10 pitches, that he's either got it or he doesn't have it.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, he'll,
no doubt.
You know,
no doubt.
When that split is on and his sinker is there, he's going to get guys out. He can be unhittable.
No, they just have to, and I think you'd agree with this, they got to go out and add one more now. Go get me Andrew Miller, and
that
I think they did a great job building the bullpen.
I'm not sure that's their...
Why? Too expensive?
Well, no, we'll see. You know, I've always felt the budget was going to be around where it was, but maybe I could be wrong.
I hope so. What do you think of Van Wagenen? You like him?
I like what he's doing. I like the energy. You know, we'll see what it all ends up as, but I like what he's done so far. I can't complain. Listen, you get Diaz here.
I like him. He's an out of the box guy. You know, I mean, I love that.
I told you guys, if you're going to start or fix your bullpen, do it that way. Start at the end and then and work backwards.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that's an easier way to do it.
Yeah.
And Cano, listen, can still play. I think we know that. So
I'm with you.
There's just been a trade that's weird. You want to give an instant reaction?
What's this?
The Indians are bringing back Carlos Santana for Edwin Encarnacion. The Mariners, Santana back.
Isn't
that a weird one?
That is kind of weird.
That is weird. Where did I hear Encarnacion going?
Tampa Bay, I had read. The Rays are doing weird because they just signed Charlie Morton. It looks like they're...
Charlie Morton, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like the Rays actually care about starting pitchers. I thought they would miss the opener. Now all of a sudden they're
signing. What does that bring their payroll up to? 30?
30,000?
30,000, something like that. Is Todd Ball still coaching, by the way? I couldn't resist.
You couldn't wait to throw that at me, right?
I saw Broadway Joe.
I know, but let me just say, at least maybe we got a quarterback. I will say that.
Yeah, well, you do have a quarterback.
Yeah, hopefully.
No, you do.
Look,
Eddie,
you know me.
Todd hasn't coached all year, but you know who didn't coach the last 5 minutes of his game this weekend? Bill Belichick.
Have you ever seen the two iconic Patriots conspire to give that game away? Are you worried a little bit? I look at the Pats. Look, I still think if you ask me today, I'm betting the Pats to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. I hear it.
But there's something off there.
Yes. This is not one of their better teams. I didn't think last year's Super Bowl team was one of their better teams.
I thought
Philadelphia was a better team.
Right. Well,
and, you know, I actually took the Eagles in the game because I thought they'd win the game.
Right.
And, possibly they should have lost the year before, too, to Atlanta. Atlanta didn't screw it up.
I mean, they should have lost.
This is not a great team. But, are the Chiefs and Chargers better? Probably at this point. They probably are.
I believe Andy Reid will find a way in a big game to blow it. He almost did last week against the Ravens when they got conservative after the Jackson turnover.
He usually does. I, you know, You know, Gronk, it's painful to watch. Although Gronk, you know, had a kind of a rebirth the last game a little bit, but it's painful to watch him.
Well, you can't have Gronk playing defensive back.
Well, that's, I mean, that's a fair point.
But I just can't see, okay? They're probably going to wind up with the 2 seed. Probably. Going to be the 2 seed, mm-hmm. okay? I mean, you know, is Kansas City, you know, Andy Reid's never won a playoff game. I mean, with the Chiefs. I mean,
have to go there and do it. Yeah. No,
and that's probably the only place they would have to go on the road.
Yes.
So, I don't know.
I mean, I would love them to be home. I think that would, you know, be that's a huge help for them. But am I thinking they're going to be in the Super Bowl? No. Right now, no. I'm not.
How about this Steeler game against them? That's a but Pittsburgh reeling right now and really needing the game desperately. How do you see that
game?
How about
the Pats going into Pittsburgh and they're favored? I think.
Well, I'm not surprised. They always beat them.
No, they do. You're right. But
Brady, I think, is 8-2 against Ben. Something like that.
They've killed the Patriots.
I mean, Pittsburgh has lost 3 in a row?
Should be
that was
4.
Jacksonville
game.
Right. Absolutely. They were awful in Oakland.
Awful.
Terrible.
Oh, they were awful.
They were terrible. I still love Roethlisberger, though.
He's a Hall of Famer.
You know the guy I love, and I'd love to see win, is Rivers. I love Philip Rivers.
With my team not involved, what a surprise! I would like to see the Chargers get to the Super Bowl. I would agree with that.
If we're putting the Super Bowl stock on a quarterback, Philip Rivers gotta get one. That will insure himself. Cooperstown. That'll assure himself Canton.
Yep.
Because
no doubt.
If you compare Rivers to Eli Manning, Rivers hasn't beat all the way around except for that big thing called championships.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. And he's had teams that, you know, haven't gotten them there or whatever. And he's had part of that too. He's had some terrible games.
They've had some bad home playoff loss. Yeah, they lost to the Jets after a 13-win
year. He's gutsy. I like him. He's unorthodox, whatever. I just like him.
Yeah. How about the NFC? Who you like coming out?
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I'd have to say New Orleans, but they've had, you know, they've had games where they've confused me. Let's put it that way. The Tampa game this past week. Exactly.
They're in trouble.
Although Cowboys, they came back. The Cowboys shut them down.
Cowboys totally shut them down. How good are the Cowboys
in your mind now?
They're pretty darn good. I mean, I think they've got the East locked up at this point.
Yeah, definitely.
But, I mean, they're you know, good defense and doing enough on offense. You got a
Amari
good
Cooper's game. Been a huge difference.
Oh, he's been huge. Yeah, absolutely. Well, when you get, 200-plus yards receiving, a couple of touchdowns every game, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
As a betting expert that you are, since you're on the Mike Abdul hockey picks, back in late August, I walked over to the sports book, 36-1, just to win the conference on the Chicago Bears.
That's not a bad
really?
Number.
That's good. Did you take it?
Of course I did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You got to take 36-1, right?
Jeez, you like my chances right now?
Yeah.
Now, here's the ultimate question. I know Joe's answer. If they're in the NFC title game, do I bet heavy against him to ensure some kind of victory? What do you do?
Do you ever do that, Eddie?
Eddie, what do you do?
I can't say that I do. Okay. I can't. I know what you're thinking.
I'm glad to hear you say that.
No, I can't.
Something that is taken away.
I don't even like it when you get – one year we had a knockout pool or whatever, and there was somebody, and they had – it came down to 2 people, and they wanted to split it.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, that's up to them. I mean, I guess when you get down to that.
I don't get that. Just go for it. Yeah.
No, but I'm into going for it.
You know
I'm
who's not
you.
Going for it? The Met ownership. Listen to this Van Wagenen comment.
What do you say now?
Multiple high-end arms in the bullpen are probably not a part of the Met strategy at this point.
Mm.
Well, come on. Aren't you a big market team? Go sign Andrew Miller. Give him two years, $20 million.
I would think they're going to concentrate on catcher and center field, I hope, anyway, at this point. And you know,
how about all three of those things? You could walk and chew gum at the same time. Get all of them.
I would be all for that, yeah. I mean, I would love to see that.
Nothing's changed. I'm sorry with the finances. They're not going to be a top 10 payroll team.
It's the same old story.
It's the same story.
I mean, I always felt at the beginning that they would be around the same number. Maybe a little higher, but around the same number. They can be higher.
It's not enough, man. They haven't been top 10 in payroll, I think, in 8 years.
I know.
And I don't want to trade Syndergaard. Please, stop.
No, I'm not. Well, it just creates a hole. I mean, you're not going to get
which, you know, equal value back for him.
No.
I mean, you know, let's be honest.
Yankee Stadium, you want to see him there? I don't think so.
No, I don't want to see him there. But if the Yankees want him, we start with Andujar, maybe Torres. Maybe we'll talk.
Okay.
Well, but that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I know. Right? That's where we're going.
I know. Real Muto, you want to see him here?
Yeah, but I'm not for...
Depends on the price.
Yeah, what am I giving up, though?
Yeah. No. Gonna have to give up something.
Well not Nimmo and Rosario.
You can't give up both of them.
That's too much.
Well, I mean, Brody has said all along that he's not into creating other holes by filling a hole.
He did
say that. And if that's the case, then you're creating holes because that's 2 starters right there.
Sure. Now you can fill, like, if you trade Nimmo and prospects, I think it's really relatively easy to fill the Nimmo hole. Carlos Gonzalez, Nick Markakis, Michael Brantley, take your pick. They'd all be fine as a corner outfielder who's a left-hand hitter.
You have to spend money for that. You know?
No, gee.
Hello.
Gee whiz.
Hello.
What a concept.
Just
say,
money. What's that?
Money.
Eddie, what's your record now on Hockey Picks on that Mike app? What are you, like 18-2 or something?
You're on Mike's app doing picks?
I am, yeah. They asked. They asked.
Is Mike getting a cut of that, too?
I don't know. You'd have to ask. You'd have to ask
Mike. Are you
Mike
getting a cut?
I am getting some cut.
You're winning the money.
I think I'm like 20-6, something like that. That's
wow.
Been on a roll. But you can go, listen, you can go the other way pretty quick. You know that.
Right. I'm going to ask you this, too, because you know me. I'm going back to my wonderful football team.
Yes.
Mike McCarthy. No brainer to be the coach of the team.
I would like to see him here.
Right? Yeah, is it not a no brainer?
I don't know what the Jets brass feels, but
that's my biggest problem. The Jets brass.
I would think that's a pretty good fit.
Now, unless Mike Tomlin is available or one of the Harbaughs, I'll take McCarthy.
You'll take McCarthy now?
Of course.
Instant. Okay.
Instantly.
Something tells me he's not going to be here, but it's not a bad choice.
Look who owns the Jets. If I owned the Jets, he would have been a coach already. If I owned the Jets, Todd Bowles would have gone 2 years ago. He wouldn't even made it past the second year. I would have gave him one more year after the Buffalo collapse.
Did you think he was going to kick the field goal instead of going
for
it?
No, I knew he'd go for it. Okay. No, I absolutely did. He had to go for it. I mean, come on, at 3-9, you got to go for it. You're on the half-yard line.
I understand.
I got to call you. Tell you it's funny because it's a funny story. So I'm watching the game.
Yes.
Coming home. And, of course, Iron Staten Island calls me like five. He's in Buffalo. Of course, he's at the game.
I know he's in the game.
He's calling me five times. So he calls me up just before that because there was an injury on the field for the Bills, so there was, like, a lot of time.
Right.
So he calls me up and goes, oh, they're going to kick the field up. I'm like, no, I go, wait, hold on. I go, hi. He goes, Jason Myers is warming up. I go, yeah, he's warming up. He's going to kick the extra point if they score a touchdown because it's a big extra point because it puts them up four.
Right.
No, he's going to kick the field. I'm like, look, even me, he's going for the damn touchdown. And of course he did. So I just was funny, though.
And I want to see more of McGuire because that was pretty good.
I like
that
McGuire.
That was a pretty good run to get in the end zone.
He did a little deacon
to get in the end zone.
I absolutely like him.
Did a good job.
Followed
his blockers well.
And he's going to play this week because Crowell's out.
Right.
And he was a little banged up, but you know.
Right.
So I'm going to the game Saturday. I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about wearing a bag. Your thoughts?
Even after the win?
No, big deal. What could I put on the bag that is I can get away? Like I was thinking about putting like 50 years of HS football.
Yes,
HS. You know what HS is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I understand. Yeah. Yes.
That's not good, right? That's not classy doing that.
Why don't you just go with the traditional low the pain?
I
would say you're bigger than that.
Don't wear the bag.
Yeah, don't wear the bag. No, don't wear it. Just go. Just go, and people want to see you.
They want
to see you at the game.
Right.
You know, and they want to bitch to you. The
guy who's doing the bitching is me.
We're like earlier in the year, the guy that bitched at you.
They want to bitch back at you.
You're too negative.
What a disaster. Oh, the pain.
So you are going to the game. That's good.
I'm going, yes.
Well, because think about this.
It's a Saturday game. That's why. 4:30.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
If you wear a bag and they get off to a 14-0 lead, what are you going to do? At that point, you almost have to take the bag off.
Yeah, it's true.
So it's a weird thing.
Don't do it.
Eddie, great to see you.
It's good to see you.
I don't know how much better I am than that, but Eddie is great to see you, man.
How are you feeling? You feeling good?
How do I feel? I mean, I'm ready to retire. Who retires first, me or you?
That's a good question. I think I may beat you to the door, though.
We got
to
have a party for that.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
I'll go.
You're invited to my retirement party.
Well,
it's gonna be invitation. Likewise, only.
Maybe we should do it together.
Do it.
What a hell of a party that would be.
Oh my God. That would be good.
Might not have people coming out of that one. Good to see you guys.
See Eddie, all the love. The great Eddie Coleman.
Eddie C. And you can catch his Hockey Picks exclusively.
There you go. On Mike's app, right?
On the Mike's On app. There you go.
Oh, boy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.